Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
Exactly right. Tom Lydon joins us right now to give us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. And it's not just Here's Tom's Picks. It is a site that gives you everything you need to know to be a solid, savvy ETF investor. It's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter separately. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the AccuShares Spot CBOE VIX Upshares, ticker VXUP, and the AccuShares Spot CBOE VIX Downshares, ticker VXDN.
Okay, so there's two in there, and this is going to take some explaining. Again, it's the AccuShares Spot CBOE VIX Upshares and the AccuShares Spot CBOE VIX Down Shares. It's VX up, VXDN for VX down. How do we do two at once here, Tom?
You know, Chuck, you and I have enjoyed these weekly calls, and I think we give investors a little bit more insight into areas where they can access markets. But with this new offering that came out this week by AccuShares, you'll find that for the first time ever, investors can actually track and correlate very, very closely to the CBOE VIX index. Now, when we talk about ETFs, there have been certain asset classes that up until recently, they haven't been accessible, like gold or silver or oil or gas. But with this evolution of new ETFs, it has been easily attainable. However, there's costs, and one of the big costs for these underlying ETFs that we talk about are futures. And the cost of carrying the futures and rolling those contracts forward can get really expensive if you hold those ETFs over an extended period of time. What the folks at AccuShares have done is, in conjunction with Robert Whaley, who's the founder of the CBOE Volatility Index, which actually was invented the same year the first ETF came out, 23 years ago, have found a way to package both up and down on the spot VIX in a easy and relative way. They don't carry futures. They have a cash basket. And each of these underlying shares follow both the long spot price and the inverse price of spot VIX. Now, there are some underlying costs. There's a management fee for each, which is 90 basis points, which is not incredible considering what you're getting. In addition, there's a cost of 15 basis points a day on the upside, and actually that 15 basis points is actually attributed to the downside. I don't want to get too complicated or take up too much time.
Yeah, because it's hard. But
it is. It really is. The bottom line here is, from what we're seeing, they are doing a much better job of tracking VIX up and down, and this is not for the average investor. It's really for a trader. It's not something to hold for an extended period. But we know that there's been very little volatility over the past few years. And if you continue to see upward movement in equities, for example, and you want to use this for a short-term hedge, that's something to consider. And on the other hand, if you happen to see a spike in volatility that we maybe don't see that often, and you believe that VIX usually reverts back to a norm, you can actually take a position on the inverse. So that's it in a nutshell. It's very exciting for those of us who are looking at new innovations in the ETF space.
For the longest time, the VIX has been something that people might talk about. Wow, there's a lot of volatility as measured by the VIX, but they couldn't really invest in it. Now you can, but do you want to?
That's the question. For the average investor who has a long-term asset allocation strategy, no. However, here's an example. If you have the time and you're paying a lot of attention to your portfolio, checking in every day, you're happy with the returns, there's been very low volatility, and maybe we're expecting news out from the Fed that may or may not affect the markets. Taking a very small position in VXUP as a hedge, just in case Janet Yellen says something that the market doesn't like, and rather than selling your positions, you're hedging by maybe making money with VIX on the upside while your portfolio might go down. That might be something that somebody does. Advisors as well now have a way to hedge. And most importantly, there are a lot of institutions and fund companies out there that have only been able to go to the options and futures market to play the volatility market, and now there's something that's a little bit more pure.
When you get some history on this, because of what this is distinctly never going to be like your 200-day moving average play. This is going to be like your 7-day moving average play?
Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to play it short term. I think most importantly for the average person who's listening, it's probably not for you. However, if you're a seasoned investor or if you work closely with your advisor who is talking to you about protecting your gains that maybe you've piled up for the last 6 years, this might be something to talk about. The institutional side and the traders are really going to embrace this, and it's just another way where we look back and say, boy, the ETF business just keeps getting better and the tools just keep getting better.
Yeah. This is one of those cases. This is distinctly a power tool. You need to remember, nail guns are cool, but sometimes in the hands of an amateur, you wind up putting one through your foot or your toe or your thumb. And that's what you may have to be careful with this. A really interesting pick. It's actually a double pick. Again, it is the AccuShares Spot CBOE VIX Up Shares. That's VX Up. And then the AccuShares Spot CBOE VIX Down Shares, VXDN. And they are the ETFs of the week. The first time we've ever had a double from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon, at ETF Trends. Go to ETFTrends.com. Up next, it's the big interview as Money Life for Thursday rolls on right after these messages.